God, John 20, verse 17. Glory to God. Kevaste gavate, kovaste votete rosa. Are you doing it, Roddy? John 20, 17. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father and to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and unto your Father and to my God and to your God. Say, God is my Father. Say, he heals my body. Say, healing is 105. So, the least God does to our body is to heal it. There is no grace in Christ to manage sickness. Are you with me? There is no grace like that to manage sickness. The least God does is to what? Is to heal our bodies. Glory to God. And why the best God will do will be to what? To give us a new body. Please pay attention, everybody. His best will be to give us a new body. The least will be to what? To heal us. This is a series that you must not just know to teach, you must know it for yourself. I have told you countless reasons why you must be strong on the gift of healings, why you must be strong in the things of the Spirit, in healing yourself and others. It's always not palatable when people waste millions on sickness. And trust me, every day they are finding new names for anything they cannot explain. So it's not your body that they should use to do practicals. Amen. Praise God. Abitola, practical lady. Amen. Romans 8, verse 18. Hope you are writing. Don't worry, I'll be slow initially. I will catch up later. Romans 8, 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not what? Worthy to be what? Compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Pay attention. For the earnest expectation of creation waited for that manifestation of the sons of God. What is he talking about? Manifestations of the sons of God. For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Before the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the what? For the adoption to which was the redemption of our body. So, IJ, what is the manifestation of the sons of God? The redemption of our bodies. Amen? Praise God. Are you with me? The redemption of our body. Funny enough, it is written in verse 23 that we are the one groaning. But you see in verse 26, right? That it was the Spirit that was groaning. Are you with me? So, your expectation is same as that of the Spirit in you. Just pay attention. I will explain what I'm saying. Verse 24, for we are saved by hope. Say hope. Say hope. Hope will mean you have, hope is simply like a post-dated check. You are given a check, but the date written on it is, let's say, 1st of January. Well, of course, they will not be working by 1st of January next year. Let's say by 5th of January, 2019. But you are given the check already. But perhaps, maybe let's say, because there will be a long public holiday from now till then, so you will be able to cash this thing till then, but the money is already yours. Praise God. Because it's not that it was then that the account will be funded, no, but it's then that it will be available to be cashed. Amen. Say the redemption of our body. So, verse 26, 25, yes, for we, if, but if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with what? Patience wait for it. So there are things we wait for. Even the things that we wait for, there are
things that has been done. 26, likewise also. That means in like manner, in the same manner. Although it looks like you are the only one anxiously expecting the redemption of your body, but God is saying here that it's not only you. I too am anxiously expecting you to get a new body. Are you with me? Are you with me? So likewise also, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we don't even know what we should request as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So if you compare verse 23 with verse 26, he's simply saying God expects more. God is much more anticipating that you get a new body, even more than yourself. Are you with me? That is saying, like, although we are groaning ourselves, but 26 will now say, the Spirit groaning is even what? Much more. Are you with me? So, I know we have explained this in a series ago. I don't know. What's the name of that series? Huh? Okay, that should be part two. Is it part two? Something like that. Maybe part two, two or three. Okay. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Why? Because he maketh what? Intercession for the saint according to God. Praise God. So, the Spirit intercession ensures that we get the package. So, what Paul is saying here is that the reason you are going to have a new body is not just because you are wishing for it, but because it is the Spirit's responsibility. It is the Spirit's wish, will, desire, delight. Flow with me. Just pay attention. Back to Ephesians 1:13. In whom also you trusted after, you have heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you have believed, what happened to you? You are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Say of promise. That means, although you have the Spirit, but the Spirit also has promises for you. Now, see next verse. Let's read together. One to go. Yes. Endless my inheritance until the redemption of the possession. Am I from Oshun? I cannot pronounce S today. What's happening? Amen. Unto the praise of his glory. Amen. Praise God. I rebuke all of you. All right. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's why there will be third sermon today. Don't worry. Verse 28. Do we announce VG today? Well, I know you've not lived here as long as I'm here, so let's flow. So he is the proof and the reality of the coming resurrection. That's what I'm saying since. The Spirit in us is the proof and the reality of the coming resurrection. What do you need to do a VG? Do you need to prepare cardigan, perf, manicure, body? What do you need to do VG for Christ's sake? Huh? You know, just VG, okay, we die here. Simple. Thank you, Jerry. Your Spirit in you. Yes. So I said, okay, is it proof and reality of the coming resurrection? Is it proof and the reality of the coming resurrection? This is just an appetizer. I'm coming to my main sermon. Verse 28. Of Romans 8:28 now. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We have actually explained this before. That it's not actually talking about them that love God, it's talking about them that God loves. Read the context of the chapter, you will understand better. So go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Say, I'm going to have a new body. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. I beg you, your light affliction is not when you fail an exam. Amen.
It's not when you sew a cloth and like an RT and you give the owner and the cloth does not fit him, say, yeah, waste of material. That's not a light affliction. That's not the affliction he's talking about. No. It's not when you lose your money. It's not when you toast a lady and she says no. She gave you a nail first time, second time, third time. That is not affliction. It may be affliction, but it's not affliction. Context. Amen? In Christ. So what is the affliction in this context? Brother, it's not when light shocks you on the pole. Check the next verse. Where are we? Verse what? 17. Okay. Which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18. While we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are what? Temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. 5 verse 1. Want to go? For we know. Say we know. That if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from where? From heaven. Verse 3, for if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Verse 4, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we should be unclothed, but clothed that mortality might be swallowed up of life. So what is your light affliction? Say what? Too much planting. Say mortality. Verse 5. For now he... Now, see 5 and 6. Can we just read this together? Want to go? Now he... That come on, some people are not reading, like you have forgotten my pattern. You want to be on your feet? Come on, let's do it together. Verse 5 again. Yes, now he that has wrought us for the self-same thing is God, who also hath given us the what? The earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent. Hallelujah. So now this is something that is already done, but we are going to catch it later. Already done, but we catch it later. Same thing he's saying in Romans 8, verse 11. Just flow with me. It's still healing 105. I'm not teaching you rapture 105. So it's not rapture. I mean, this is rapture, but I'm saying this is not a rapture sermon. Romans 8, verse 11. Just want to use a stone to kill two birds. Romans 8, 11. But are you there? You are there because you are using phone app. Wait for those using ad copy. Want to go? Let's read. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Glory to God. So this is also talking about the redemption of our bodies. But now, write this down. If he can do it then he can do something now. If he can do this one then something can be done now. Remember that song? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what? Say what? Foretaste. What is the foretaste? Come on. I didn't say you sing. What is the vortex? Appetizer. Appetizer can actually fill your tummy. If mommy is cooking in the kitchen, and you want to have a vortex. Still a meat is not a vortex. That's too much. You know? Because how do you compare, let me use this analogy. How do you compare eternity with living healthy for, let's say, 120 years. What is? Yes. But this is why I'm pushing. Get it first. Yes, taste it. Are you with me? Yes, is chickeny, that chickeny, we must get it. Yes, hallelujah. Yes. Are you with me? Okay, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. We can have healings as a taste. That's what I'm saying. The new body is the full food. That's not the brunch. That is the main. No, we have three food. Remind me again. The appetizer, then the what they call that second one? Then I hate that dessert. That dessert one, that is the one that is worse. They just put one blood in the center of three vegetables. That is dessert. Okay. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. For the mystery of, are you there, come on? Want to go? For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he will let until he is taken out of the way. Who is that he? Huh? Who is that he? Devil. Who is the devil? Who is the he? Come on. Think now. Who is he? All of you wasted all your time in your old church. You didn't go for their Bible school, everything. Who is he? Okay, let's keep reading. Verse 8. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and will destroy with the brightness of his coming. Okay. I don't want to go into Antichrist today. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. We are still looking for the E. Who is the E that must be taken away? Are you there? Okay, want to go? 16, yes? And with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. 17. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. So who will be taken away before the mystery of iniquity can manifest? Huh? Say the saints. Say the church. Say the church. Okay, verse 18, want to go? Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Do you see treating one another with these words? Huh? So when you hear rapture, how should you react? Glory! My new body is here. Amen, amen. Glory to God. How should you react to such message? With joy. Not on the last day. Judgment day. But he is coming. All men shall stand. Not the drum? No, don't worry. Before the throne of God and me. You will now face that your wicked pastor. You see? You will stand. Point to me, let me see you. You will stand. Your pastor. You are doing Biggie tonight, I know. You do Biggie tonight. Thank you. Your darling. Amen. Now, this is the point. So, like in primary school, then when we are singing, we now any man that kings also wear in school, now stand. You will stand. You have put his name, what shall we stand? That is a guy like that, what shall we stand? You will stand, Baba. No, remember, you're not the baller. Praise God. So, what am I saying? The message of rapture gladdens the saints. Amen. It's about us. It's our rapture. Amen. It's not God's rapture. It's not God's trumpet. It's our trumpet. Amen. We are saying trumpet. Who can blow trumpet here? We blow it ourselves. Amen. Glory. And I tell you, if this scripture is written in this age, I don't think they will use trumpet. They will use big amplifier, amen. But it was in those ages, Trump is something that is like can be so loud. You understand? Selah, selah, selah. Anyway.
So back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1.
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together with him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Some people don't read this before they share those useless visions. Before you share, they don't read this. Read your Bible.
Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a what? A falling away first. Who shall fall away? And that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Put your hands there. Go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. Chapter 5, verse 1. But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourself know perfectly. Say perfectly.
Perfect.
Say perfectly.
Perfect.
That's serious. Imagine. That the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, so for when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them, as a travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. Hallelujah. Say, I'm not in darkness. That day should overtake you as a thief. Verse 5, you are all, say I'm part of them. So he said, you are all the children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Praise God. Now, verse 6, now say, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober, for they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day, say I'm of the day. Say I'm of the day. Be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. Verse 9, as loud as you can want to go. For God has not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Verse 10, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. 11 again, wherefore comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. Praise God. So this, where I'm going, since the Spirit will do this in the future, of course, for saints that will remain on earth, since the saints will be caught up in the future, we actually saw the Spirit doing a drama, a taste of that in the past. That's Philip Yearline, right? Check Acts chapter 8, verse 39. I'll be fast. Acts 8, 39. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. Wow. And the Enoch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Verse 40. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Praise God. Same as Elijah. Same as Jesus. See Luke 4, 29. Luke 4, 29. And rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill whereupon their city was built, and that they might cast him down headlong. Verse 30. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Say, by the Spirit of God in me, I live in health. Say, if by the Spirit I will have a new body, by the same Spirit this body is renewed. This body lives in health. Hallelujah. So that is the point. That's where I'm going. If it will be done in the future, then we are going to see symptoms. Hallelujah. Say symptoms of good things. Hallelujah. No, you are used to symptoms as negative, bad things. No, we have symptoms of good things. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Say we choose to stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
Hallelujah. Say the money for shawarma will not be wasted on Panadol. Hallelujah. I am saying Panadol. Some people are saying Tramadol. I say Panadol. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I live in health. I take off diseases. I am immune. I stay healthy. So since this will be fully done in redemption, we benefit from the same right now. Right now. Healings can be received based on the indwelling of the Spirit. Learn to say words like, by the reason of the Spirit of God in me, I stand immune. You are going to a place, you see the water they are drinking, and say, ah! You can see the Spirit of the power of the air dancing in the water. Of course, I'm not saying you just go and arm your body with dust. I'm simply saying you are immune. Amen. Well, at times you have drank the tanguji before you first seen the tanguji. At such a time, what will you do? Hallelujah. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Just like my brother, when you are telling Unity Secondary School, Unity. What do you do with the ant on top of beans? I mean, kukurewa. So how do you call that thing? Those beans, huh? Hallelujah. You gather it aside. Amen. You now eat it specially. Praise God. One man's food, another man's what? Oh, glory to God. So, healings can be received based on the indwelling of the Spirit. And as long as the indwelling of the Spirit is eternal, it means our healings too is unconditional. It's without condition. Please, when ministry healings to people, stop giving them conditions. That constancy of the Spirit in us, that constancy, the meaning in relation to health is you can always be healed. The one thing that plagued me for a long time was when they say, well, when you have unforgiveness in your heart, God cannot heal you. It's a lie. See, we are Christians, eh? So this one is clear. When people offend us, we don't back down, we don't lock up, we don't withdraw. If you see, take all of, if you see, do all those, some people say, well, I forgive you, but that mutual, I learned this from Pastor Nainga. He said, unrestored relationship is a proof of unforgiveness. It's a proof. So we don't take offense, we don't slander. No. Rather, we go in search for reconciliation. But please try and treat this in parallel lines. Same way God works in you to forgive your neighbor, same way God works in you to heal your body. So don't wait for you to don't wait for your neighbor. I'm saying, let me not even say you, because you, why should you not forgive people? Why? You are born of God already. What are you? Something like that. Sorry. Which tribe am I from again, sir? I didn't know which tribe I am from. Amen. For he that is joined to the Lord is what? Is one spirit. Praise God. And the Lord is. Amen. Some of you, love you didn't even get what I'm saying. So, Philemon 1:6. So, the art of forgiveness is one of the realities we have in Christ. So, same way you enforce that, same way simply enforce the fact that God wants you healthy. Treat them in parallel lines. Are you with me? Say parallel lines. It's simply like, okay, if you are still having, if for instance, you are the type that as long as you are calling for emergency, you don't come. If you now see a wound on your head, don't say, ah, now well, it's because of my disobedience to church. No. Remove the AO and come to church. They are parallel lines. Are you with me? Are you with me? Amen. So, Philemon 1:6, that the combination of thy faith may become what? Effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Say good things are in me. So, that you are not perfect in some areas does not mean you should resolve your life to sickness, to bad luck, time and chance. No. Oh, glory to God. Say, I have a heart that forgives. Say, same way, I have healings for my body. So, don't teach forgiveness as a condition to receive healing. No.
No, all is a function of Christ at work in us. If you focus on Christ, you will find that act of love. You will find healings for your body. You will find it too. Focus on Christ. Focus on Christ, looking unto him. You will find the two perfectly in him. Luke 6:35. Let me just read this lastly and we are done with this for now. Not done with healing, so I mean today. Luke 6:35. We'll meet again tomorrow. But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, open for nothing again, and your reward shall be. Joshua, you should know where Luke 6:35 is. What are you teaching my people over there? You are laughing. Who are you teaching at all? Huh? You want to join to laugh? Amen. Imagine somebody that is teaching planting is laughing at somebody that is teaching mammy. Why you lie like this? Say that. But love, you laugh again. But you love your enemies and do good and lend, open for nothing again. And your reward shall be what? Shall be great. Amen. Can you please play the keyboard for me? And you shall be the children of the highest, for he is what? Kind. Say he's kind. Say God is kind to the unthankful. Say God is kind to the unthankful, to the evil. Say God heals the unthankful and the evil. So why should he leave me sick? Why? Why will he leave you sick? Even the man that is unthankful, the man that is evil, God heals him. Oh, glory to God. So, 36 now says, be ye therefore merciful as your father also is what? Is merciful. Say God is merciful. Say God is merciful. Say God does not use sickness to take back his own pound of flesh. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So, when you see someone battling with maybe sin, unforgiveness, and also sickness, take everything off in parallel lines. Take everything off without sinking, linking them together. Are you getting the point? Don't say, well, for this one to be done, this one must be done. Are you with me? Don't say, for this one to be actualized, this one must come first. Don't give people condition. God is just good. Hallelujah. You can even see a man that is saying, I am not believing this gospel. I say, okay, don't worry. Can you just be healed? Amen, amen. Says the goodness of God that brings men to repentance. Oh, glory to God. So, no condemnation. No condemnation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hold on with somebody beside you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lareste Gavite. Hold on, somebody beside you, close your eyes. Hold on, somebody beside you. Speak words of healings. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Speak words of healings. Speak words of healings. Speak words of healings. Please be deliberate. What I showed you since is that the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God, we are going to have a new body. So by the same Spirit, we can renew this body. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Sickness, we are against you. 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 Oh, glory to God. I receive healing. Our families receive healings. We receive, we receive, we receive. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.